and welcome to the sixth episode of the Life as Casual Gamers podcast. My name is Matt. I'm joined with Mike and Chief Wiggum.
Hey,
what? Chief, oh my god.
Wait, what?
Oh, it's because he's coming out cop.
Hey, I'm not fat. You're fat.
You're fat.
You're fat.
No, you.
No, you. Have we agreed Matt's fat?
Oh, yeah. We know that. He has a dad bod going on. Yo, hey, flex for us.
The ladies like the dad bod, man. What can I say?
Flex for us.
Doing it for the ladies.
Do the flex.
I'm going to be catching Pokemon during this podcast.
Get off your Pokemon Go. Don't you know that there's a new mobile game to be playing and it's not Pokemon Go?
What? Talking about mobile games.
There's mobile PUBG and Fortnite now.
Yeah. Really? Dude, Fortnite's coming out. It's not released yet.
Oh.
Hasn't come out yet.
It actually came out yesterday. I don't know about Fortnite, but the PUBG came out yesterday. It's on my phone.
I was watching Fortnite.
Do on it?
You play Fortnite literally, and PUBG. Yeah. Literally. You play the actual game.
It's the exact same thing, except it's like playing on a touchscreen controller.
Yeah. I was actually watching...
Which one is it?
Give me your phone. I'll find it for you. PUBG Mobile, this one. That one.
Yeah, I don't think the Fortnite one has got released yet, though.
It's a big file, though, eh? So just...
Wi-Fi.
If you don't have much room on your phone, you may not want to download it. I haven't tried it yet, but I have seen on Reddit everyone posting, hey, first time playing PUBG Mobile, and look what I got, chicken dinner.
Yeah, I saw, I follow a Fortnite guy on YouTube, Muzek, or whatever his name is, and he actually just downloaded it, because I think he got pre-release, and it actually looks pretty fun, not gonna lie, but the building looks really hard in it.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah, I know, with Fortnite, how do you build on your phone? That's actually pretty crazy. Like, I think that if you get a win in Fortnite on your phone, that's more impressive than getting a win on Fortnite on your PlayStation, Xbox, or PC. I think that with PUBG, though, I feel like it would be easier to win on your phone because I think less people actually know how to play games on their phone. So PUBG, I feel like it would be easier to get a chicken dinner, but with Fortnite, because you got to build, I feel like that would be harder. So I haven't given that a shot yet. I downloaded the PUBG mobile app, but I haven't given it a shot yet. I want to play it. I haven't had time to dedicate some time to actually playing it, but I feel like PUBG would be fun. So you got to get off of Go, Mike, Pokemon Go, and we got to get some chicken dinners. We can duo on our phones together.
It's currently installing.
On my parents' internet? Good luck. We're going to be here for another 3 hours before that downloads.
Just enough time for the podcast.
Yeah, so apparently the Fortnite is only in test mode right now.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, Fortnite's only in test mode.
I haven't really tried to download it just because I don't care that much about Fortnite. I care about more about PUBG. But, it's an extra game that you could play on your phone that'll take up some time. So I can't imagine playing that game, though, in the new map. Like, playing the new map on PUBG on your phone, just because it's such a big map, to do that much running on your phone or trying to find a vehicle on your phone, I feel like that would be so hard.
But what's it like? I mean, is it the same as the PC, or it's obviously like a trickle down version?
It's exactly the same, except your controls are different. The left side of your phone, there's like a little touch screen joypad, and then you have like little buttons on the bottom right that like allow you to crouch, go prone, And all of that stuff. Like, you have all of your options on the right.
Yeah. I actually watched the guy play like 20 minutes of it. It looks like a lot of fun, but you'd rage. I think you would rage.
So I'm going to see a lot of kids around school throwing their phones across the room because they didn't get their chicken dinner or came in third or second.
Yeah, I know. I feel like this is a good way to break more phones. This is the best thing to ever happen to Apple and Samsung because everyone's going to lose. Come in second, whip their phone. It's so much easier to whip your phone now than it was before, or even like, you know, breaking a mouse or something like that. Like, I think it's just easier to just whip your phone when you get mad. So I feel like there's going to be... We should invest in Apple and in Samsung right now because people are going to be breaking their phones and having to go and buy new ones.
I agree 100% with that.
So I have a question for you guys, because we didn't talk about this last week, but we did talk about me finishing The Last of Us last week, but I mean, like, I'm still obsessed with that game. I haven't done the DLC Left Behind yet. I still need to do that. I'll be doing that sometime this week, most likely. But after finishing The Last of Us, I think that Ellie is officially my favorite video game character. Like, my favorite. She is a badass. Who would you guys consider your favorite video game character?
Geralt, Witcher 3.
I would probably say Solid Snake.
Well, good news for you, Mike, because we have some news in about Geralt from Witcher 3.
Oh, yeah. I like where this is going.
We're
going
to talk about that coming up later on the podcast when we run through this week's gaming news. Yeah, Ellie's just a total badass, man. I think that the moment where I realized that she was just such a badass was the moment where she got... I don't want to spoil too much.
Don't. I haven't played it.
Yeah, and there's so many people out there that still... I know the game is... When did it come out, Mike? In like 2004? No.
2015?
2016? Yeah, something like that. It came out for the PS3. I mean, the game is old. But there's still so many people out there that haven't played it yet. If you haven't played it, you got to get on it. And there's one scene where you'll notice, I won't spoil anything in terms of the plot, but she just says her name is Ellie. And you could tell them that Ellie is the little girl that broke your fucking finger. And that part right then and there, I'm like, Ellie is a badass and I love her.
She's probably the most useful NPC character that helps you in games.
Probably. I mean, there's so many times that you're in the game and you're trying to get through it and you're just like, come on, Ellie, help me out here. And then all of a sudden, Ellie out of nowhere just comes and like kills a zombie. And it's like, yes.
You see a lib brick fly across the map and hit the zombie in front of you. You're like, yes, thank you.
And it's like she doesn't really die that much either. I mean, you get the little notification when she is being attacked and to go and help her or else she's going to die and you're going to lose. But at least she can fight her way through. Like she actually helps you fight people, which is amazing.
Yeah, I think most games should start doing that, having useful sidekicks instead of ones that just stand around and shoot the enemy for like 20 minutes and miss every shot.
Actually, talking about sidekicks, Far Cry 5, you can actually hire people now in Far Cry 5 to actually fight with you.
That kind of like reminds me of San Andreas when you recruit gang members to follow you around.
But that's kind of the same thing with Watch Dogs too. You can recruit gang members in Watch Dogs as well. Like yeah, so many games do
Watch
that.
Dogs is a little bit different, Matt. You have to send the guys on him. Right, like I just finished Watch Dogs, even the side ops, because you told me to play them, and so I guess that you can say I fully finished the game beside all the multiplayer bullcrap that goes with it.
Yeah, I didn't do any of the online missions either.
Like I even did some of the taxi ones just to get extra points, but like I have everything unlocked in the game, and I still play the game. Like it's so much fun, just driving around, taking helicopters down, and putting gang members on like a random citizen. It's so much fun.
The best sidekick character actually has to be Tails from Sonic and Tails, because you get your little brother to play as player two, and you just know that Tails can't die. So it's like you're just trying to stay alive, and you tell your brother to be Tails and go and kill the boss. It's like, hey, I'm just going to keep running around. You keep hitting the boss, and that's how we're going to win this. Because if you die, whatever, you come back. Or if you fall behind, whatever, you come back. Best character ever, because they can't die. They won't drag you down.
And they can fly you around, too.
Yeah. We were talking about this this week. Feng shuiing your gaming setup. Because, I mean, like, I saw this YouTube video and it was like how to get better at CSGO. But it was like weird ways to get better at CSGO. It wasn't like, you know, your typical tips for better aim or positioning or anything like that. It was like drink some water and
keep your
hands are warm and all of that. And so I was wondering what you guys do to be comfortable while you game, because I know that when I go to your house, like either of your houses, and I go on your setup, you guys get mad at me because I change your settings. But that's just because like I'm uncomfortable playing on your settings. Like if I'm going to actually play a game, I need to change them. So this way I'm comfortable and I can play properly. Right.
The guy made a good point. It's like when you move into a new area, you're not comfortable no matter what, even if you change the settings. So it's like, I took that video and then that same night we played Go. Right. And I actually kind of did a lot better. But, like, me and Mike were talking about it on the way up here. Like, I didn't rage in gold this week, right? Like, I think I maybe yelled once, but you knew it was, like, a stupid, like, way I died. Like, it was my fault. But at the end of the day, like, I kind of took that guy's advice and thought about it. And just, like, we got stomped on no matter what. But, yeah.
But you know what? Actually, I did. I'm glad that you brought that up, because I wanted to say, and I said this to Mike in Discord after you got offline the other day. I was actually really impressed with you, Steve. I was so, you don't understand. What day did we play? We played on like Tuesday or Thursday.
Our boys growing up.
And I was so impressed. Like, I got the biggest smile on my face right now because, like I said, I was just so impressed at the fact that Steve, even though he hasn't played CS properly in like a full year, like it's been at least a year since Steve has actually tried in a game of CS. And in the last year, you've probably played maybe three games. And every time, every past three games, you've raged and said, screw this, and I hate this game, and I never want to play it again. And this week, you actually played a game with us. And although you did bad, it's okay. I wasn't even mad because you didn't rage. You tried the entire time. You communicated. You weren't being toxic. Like, it was one of those things where I was just happy we got it. It felt like we got our Steve back.
It was no, it's not even that. It's like I got to a point where it's just I just stopped caring. It's like because that whole shit between you guys and like Amphi, that whole like I was just like, okay, this shit's getting way too serious, and like I don't want to be no part of that. I just want to play, have fun. And like then after I went and played PUBG, but like even though those that second game we played and those Smurfs came on, it's like normally I would have fucking thrown my control or my mouse halfway across the room and probably broke my TV, but
which has been done in the past, can confirm.
Yeah, but it's like I got to a point where there's no point, because what's the point of breaking something and then having to go and spend money on buying something and then breaking it again?
Our little Steve is growing up.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean, man?
And if there is anyone out there with a Counter-Strike GO clan, we would like the clan battle you.
Yeah, but we're not clan battling Amphi anymore because
yes, we are.
A bunch of bullshit. Now, I'm never playing a game with or against them ever again.
I will.
Because what they did was garbage, and I'll explain to everybody listening what they did.
So, we don't need to.
Yeah, but now you guys brought it up. I wasn't even going to mention it, but now I'm going to bring it up because what they did was just pure scummy. Basically, they wanted to clan war. We clan warred our first game. Going back in history, clan warred our first game. And no, it was about a year ago. And
it's like in October.
The first game we played, we lost like 16-14. And one of the guys on the other on their clan uploaded the video saying the schooling of our clan. So I was like, oh, okay, the schooling, you won by one round. Relax. So we go, okay, let's get a rematch going.
Two rounds,
whatever. One round would
technically
one.
But
anyways, so after that, we go, okay, we want a rematch. And we played with the other guys that we play with, the guys that I play five-man queues with. And we smacked them 16-3. They were so mad. They thought that we were all hacking. They were pissed off because we were playing with guys that they don't know. So after that, they didn't want to play with us anymore. They finally played a third game with us again this past week, at the beginning of the week. And of course, we had like one or two guys on the team, but we lost, I think, 16-11 or something. And then they go, and I was gracious enough not to post the video of the 16-3 smackdown because I was like, you know what? It's embarrassing. I'm not going to stoop to their level and post the video and try to, you know, talk shit. So I didn't post that video of us smacking them 16-3. And then they go and post the video of them beating us 16-11. And I go, okay, well, I want a fucking rematch now because, you know, like if you guys are going to be talking shit, all they did was talk shit. We're bad, blah, 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 and all this garbage. And so we finally got a matchup on Wednesday. We planned a matchup on Wednesday.
The day me and Mike were both busy.
Yeah, well, Steve, you haven't, like I said, you haven't played CS in over a year.
I
like,
wouldn't have been in my chop anyways.
You're not going to be, like, and the thing is, though, is they want Steve, like, they won't play unless Steve is on the team, which basically is a
5v4.
So it's a douchebag move to try to already tell us who to put on our team. And then we gather a team together, and after we gather a team together, of like, you know, and it's evenly matched. I mean, the ranks are evenly matched. The guys that we were playing with were around, well, Sean was going to play, who was a Nova 2. So our ranks were from Nova 2 to MG2, and so were theirs. And then we finally get a game going, and what do? We get into the lobby, and they're so afraid of losing, and they're talking all this shit saying, oh yeah, Matt doesn't want Steve in there, you know, even though we know Steve, Matt doesn't want Steve in there because he knows he's going to win without him. I'm like, yeah, you want Steve in there because you know that you're going to win with him on our team. He hasn't played in over a year. Like, what is this? And then we finally get into the match. We get into the server, and I look, and who do I see on their team? Dallas, a legit pro player. And I mean, like, you go look on this guy's page.
He actually just won at the expo. Yeah, his team won.
He won $25,000 in one tournament. You look at his page and at his gameplay. He's played with all the pros, like, and I mean, like, the A-list pros. I mean, like, he's played with Steel, and he's played with, like, all of these guys, and it's all on his profile. And it's like, really, dude, you're gonna try to pull that scumbag move on us and bring a legit pro on
your
team?
It's not even in their clan.
Just to try to prove a fucking point.
Oh, he's not in the clan?
No.
Dallas is not in Amphi. He's in his own clan with his, in a pro team.
He's legit on a pro team. He does that for a living. He plays Counter-Strike for a living.
That's how he makes his money.
And so they try to drag him onto the team, and then they have the balls to message me and say that we're a bunch of bitches because we don't want to play them. I'm sorry, why don't I just call up fucking Cloud9 and be like, hey guys, do four of you want to join me and we'll fucking smack these noobs? Like, are you kidding me? Is that a sick joke? And then you call me a bitch because I don't want to play a pro? Like, I'm fucking Nova 4, dude.
I'd still go against Dallas.
Yeah, okay. Have fun with that.
Well, no, it's a low risk. It's like a low risk, high reward kind of thing. No matter what happens, if you lose, you got smacked by a legit pro player with a bunch of good people on their team. But if you win, you have the bragging rights because we beat a pro player and we beat all of your asses.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, is you just know that you're not going to win. I've seen this guy play before. Like, I've played with him before. We've queued with him before. The dude's insane. I'm telling you, he's insane. Like, we wouldn't even stand a chance. Like, the rest of the team could literally stay in their spawn and he would ace each and every single one of us 16 rounds and still win 16-0.
That's an exaggeration.
No, it's not an exaggeration, dude. It's not an exaggeration. I'm not even going to bother. Why am I going to waste time doing this? So what we did is we took our 5Q. We said, screw you guys. We went into matchmaking. We played a game. And we smacked a bunch of randoms.
He's not a god. But, like, he's a player.
But dude.
He's not a god.
But dude, I'm telling you, though, that is a scumbag thing to do. And then to call us bitches afterwards and to talk all that shit afterwards. And then before the match, then you bring a pro in. And then you try to talk shit afterwards because we don't want to play a pro. That's legit the scummiest thing to do. And I'm never playing with or against them again. Like, never in my life. They're cut. I'm never playing with or against them again. If you guys want to, you guys go ahead. I'm so pissed off about this that fuck them.
We'll make our own podcast.
I'm Switzerland.
And we'll make our own clan.
Yeah.
Then we'll play against
them. What's the point? You're just join theirs. You're either siding with me or siding with them, or you could be neutral. I don't give a fuck.
I am Switzerland. I don't agree with no one.
I'm neutral.
So be like I said, you guys can go ahead and play with them or against them. I'm not playing with or against them.
I don't know, it was fun playing with them.
After that move? No, dude. It's not fun playing with them anymore because they're just a bunch of bitches. When you act all scummy like that, that's just, it's disgusting. So I'm not dealing with that anymore. No, I'm not even giving them another chance. Fuck that.
Okay.
Yeah, you will.
And also, on their dumbass team, the guy talks the most shit. By the way, just so everybody listening knows, that motherfucker, he also scammed some poor kid out of a $300 pair of gloves. So, just saying.
That sounded pretty cool.
And he brags about it.
That's pretty legit, though. That's like changing your thing on RuneScape to a girl so you can get, like, million-dollar hats.
Yeah, but that's one thing to say, hey, buddy, I got all these credits on OP skins. I'll buy you any knife you want. Just give me your pair of gloves, and I'll buy you your knife. And then he sends you the gloves like an idiot, and then you just block the kid and never talk to him again. That's what he did. Some kid uncased a pair of gloves in a game, so like the whole game saw it, and he messaged him afterwards and said, hey, look, I got all these credits on OP skins. Pick any knife and give me those gloves, and I'll buy you the knife. And the kid said, okay, sure, I want this knife. And he goes, okay, let me see the gloves for the float or whatever, like a typical scammer. And the kid fell for the scam, and after that, he blocked him. But yeah, fucking scum thing to do. So I'm tilted, and I'm just bringing it up. Don't care. Yeah, I'm putting this in.
No, don't.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
I don't care.
Who cares? Who cares?
Straight up, if they want to be scummy with us, then I'll be scummy with them and I'll let everyone know.
Yeah, but you just called out like one person and...
I don't care.
It's just in.
We're not Chief Wiggum.
Hey.
Chief Wiggum, go arrest them.
I need to get donuts.
Oh, Mike, I have...
But anyways...
I have information of Witcher 3.
We're going to be getting to that in a minute. What else are we talking about? Anything you guys wanted to talk about?
Top Gun. Danger Zone.
Danger Zone. Fortnite actually just did an update. Pretty cool update. They added C4.
Oh.
It's actually really cool. Because I was watching videos at work this week, and this one guy trapped this kid in a... He trapped him in a... I guess he made like a house around him, mm-hmm. threw a bunch of C4 in there with traps, and fucking just blew the kid up.
Fortnite, as much as I don't like playing it just because I'm really bad at it, it's really fun to watch the videos. I will say that about Fortnite. I can watch my brother play, and I can watch people play on YouTube, but I can't play it myself just because I'm extra bad at Fortnite. But the videos are funny because you can build and make those traps, or you can build some insane sort of fort and then get like 18 kills.
Talking about
that's the one thing I will say about Fortnite that's more exciting is it's faster paced. So you can actually get more kills. Like in PUBG, you can get maybe like 7 to 12 kills, and that's like a high kill game. In Fortnite, you can get like 30 kills, and it's like whatever.
Like actually talking about YouTubers, Ninja from Luminosity, mm-hmm. he actually played with Drake.
We're going to talk about that as well. Let's just do that now. How much time in are we? Looks like this is going to be another short episode. All right, this week in gaming news, as Steve had said, Drake tweeted that he was playing and streaming a game of Fortnite with Ninja, and that led to actually break Twitch streaming records with over 600,000 viewers at one point. They were actually talking about pineapple on pizza. Controversial. Drake admitted to liking that in high school. Post Malone also saw this as an opportunity to start a PUBG versus Fortnite war, and he tweeted, "PUBG is still better." There's just so much that I dislike from this story. There's so much. You know, from Fortnite, I don't care for Fortnite that much. To Drake, don't care for Drake that much. To actually agreeing with Drake that pineapple on pizza isn't actually that bad and people will make a much bigger deal than it actually is. Hey,
Matthew, it is really good.
Matthew,
I'm like agreeing it. With Post Malone that PUBG is better.
I have a question for you now.
Uh-huh.
What if you put pizza on pineapple?
Oh, God. Oh my God! Why was that even asked?
What a Chief Wiggum thing to say! You know, there's actually nothing worse than agreeing with someone that you're not a fan of. It's actually like if Trump said anything intelligent, and the masses agreed with him. Although I highly doubt that'll ever happen.
Fortnite is a little bit better than PUBG.
I don't know. I played PUBG this week and Fortnite.
I mean, Fortnite runs smoother. PUBG, it takes me like an hour to connect to a server now. I don't know why.
The thing is, they're similar games, but they're different. You know what I mean? Like, if you could, I was actually talking to John about this week.
The only thing that's the same about them is that they're Battle Royale. They're two completely different games.
Like, I was actually talking to Johnny about it this week, and I was saying, imagine you could build walls and stuff in PUBG. They have RPGs and shit like that. Like, it would completely change the game. Like
Game even more.
Well, no, it's not that. Like, imagine you had to actually go get resources and you're sitting there building a sniper tower and then you just fucking out of nowhere see an RPG coming halfway across the map. Like,
the maps are too big in PUBG. That's what makes Fortnite different, the map is really small. It's a lot more fast paced.
Yeah.
If you look at this new map that they're dropping, well, the concept of it, it actually looks pretty small, like Fortnite, and I'm actually really excited for it because if it actually does happen, it's going to completely change the game.
Well, yeah, I think they want to compete a little bit more. And also, they have their, like, medium-sized map. They made their second map huge, so they made
a huge map.
And now, I guess to compensate for it, they're going to make a new map that's smaller, and people are saying that it's like Fortnite because it came out after Fortnite. But, I mean, like, at the end of the day, I think they probably would have done this regardless just because, you know, you got a medium map, you got a large map, and now you're going to have a small map, and it's going to go between the three. So the small, I'm actually really excited for the small map because I hate getting the new map because it's way too big for me. Like, I
see, the thing with the new map is, like, we spoke about this before. If you don't have a sniper or a scope, you're fucked.
Yeah, if you don't have a sniper, you're screwed.
Because me and John played.
The only way that you can get through that map without a sniper is if you're constantly pushing buildings and areas. Like, you got to go in your car and you got to, like, push into a town, but the problem is the towns are so big. So you got to push into a town. If you know that there's a sniper in a building, you got to go and fight that sniper in the building. Like, yeah, you have to push him. You got to play really aggressive. It changes up the game style entirely. I just like the original map just because I like the terrain of it all. I like that it's a little bit more diverse in terms of what you can actually use. It's just a pain because you get so many people crawling through the bushes. Like, it's just everybody's just crawling through the grass. That's the one thing that the new map got right, is it changed up the actual terrain so you can't just prone in grass and no one sees you.
Like, the new map, I noticed there's a lot of coves. So if you're sitting in a cove on a mountain or something, you're pretty much okay. But I've also noticed that out of nowhere, you'll get shot. Like, because if you're in the high ground, you're okay. But if you're on the low ground, you're pretty much fucked. Because high ground with the advantage of it. And that's another thing about Fortnite I've noticed watching these guys. They always go to the highest points. So they always look down.
Well, yeah, it makes sense. It's smart. That's
like, I never thought about it that way either. Like, when I played, even on the original PUBG map, I wouldn't really hide. Like, I'm more of a push player than a hide player, I like to say. But it's...
Unless I'm getting attacked, and then you just hide until I die, and then you go and attack.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Or just throw a grenade at your foot and be like, oh, I just randomly tossed grenades everywhere.
I actually did that with Johnny's cousin this week because they were pissing me off. So I started throwing grenades at their car.
Oh, I was in the room for that too.
And they're like, oh, shit, Steve's throwing nades at me again.
Or Steve just randomly, it will be alone in a town and Steve just randomly fires off shots. Are you fighting someone? Is that someone else? Like, is someone shooting at us? What is that? And then just silence, and then Steve goes, oh, yeah, sorry, I was just testing out my gun. Oh, okay.
Thank you, I'm your test dummy.
Nearly give me a heart attack that we're about to fight something, and all of it's just Steve shooting a pistol for no reason.
Or when he runs you over, he's like, oh, you just jumped in front of my car.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know I hit you one time, and then afterwards, instead of stopping, I just, you know, put the pedal to the floor.
You know, the clutch slipped.
The clutch slipped.
He didn't press F.
Did you see that video that went viral this week? I was dying. Some streamer playing PUBG. He was like new to playing PUBG. I think I sent this to you guys. He's driving, and someone writes in his stream chat, "Switch gears," and he goes, "What? Switch gears? You could switch gears in this game? How do I switch gears?" And someone types, "Press F," and he's just ripping it in his.
One of the buggies.
And he just throws off his headset and goes, thanks, guys. Like, he was so mad. Switch gears, press F. That was the best PUBG troll. That's literally the original CS 1.6 F10 troll. Like, for PUBG.
I'm not sure if I sent it to you, but this guy, he was trying to be all, like, sly about killing this guy. So he took a motorcycle, hit a mountain, went on top of a roof with the motorcycle. But the motorcycle fell on its side. So the zone was coming in. He dropped back down. The motorcycle fell right on top of him. And the guy was standing right beside him. Like, his own motorcycle killed him.
Oh, my favorite PUBG troll is when he hid there's the dual cab motorcycle. So he hid the cab side into a bush. And he was in the cab and he was hidden in the bush. Some guy takes the motorcycle. I forgot what he did. I think he, like, shot him while he was driving.
Yeah,
and then he got knocked out.
The guy took the motorcycle, started driving away, had no idea that Buddy was in the little cart. Buddy in the cart just shoots him and kills him. That one was good, too. There was another one that I saw where some guy flipped his motorcycle on its side, and he didn't die. And he was just sitting on it. So it's like his body looked like it was lying down, and the motorcycle was on its side. And so the guy thought that he was dead, and he was actually sitting in the back seat of the motorcycle. So this way it just looked that he was a dead body on a flipped over motorcycle. So some random guy goes up to the motorcycle and presses F. The motorcycle goes up on its 2 feet, and then he starts driving. And then eventually when he stops, they both get off and he kills him.
I was watching one. It was actually in Ras Hawk. You know where the how I always go to that military base there? Mm-hmm. So you know that little telebooth hut there? Mm-hmm. So there was a guy stuck in that booth because there was another guy blocking him with a buggy. So the guy kept playing with each other. The one guy would come out, the buggy would come closer. And then eventually the guy with the buggy, I guess his tire came in the doorway. The guy inside the hut closed the door and it got stuck on the wheel and the buggy blew up and killed the guy in the buggy.
Steve, actually some good news for you. With the popularity of Battle Royale games like Fortnite and PUBG, it doesn't look like it's going to be slowing down anytime soon. Activision actually says that it's keenly aware of the growing popularity of Battle Royale games, so they have reminded investors this week that they're fast followers, and with them responsible for Call of Duty Black Ops 4 coming in October, people are speculating that Black Ops 4 will have a Battle Royale mode. Can you imagine what a Battle Royale mode would look like?
Shit show.
In Call of Duty.
I think that'd be a massive shit show.
It would be 113-year-olds camping in the first building that they land in until the zone comes in. And once the zone comes in, they run into the first house that's in the zone, and that's going to be their fight. They fight the people that are camping into that house, and if they win, they take over that house. And it's just going to be a total playing time of like 8 hours.
See, the thing is, it depends on the guns too. Like if they have RPGs and shit like that, like kind of like Fortnite, then it's going to be a definite weird type of game. Like, I can't say because they haven't really released much about it. And
well, we don't even know if they're really going to do this yet. They just reminded, investors, like, hey, we understand that this is a trend that's going on right now. Like, you know, the Battle Royale games are hot right now. We're going to basically saying we're going to do something about this. So people are just speculating a Call of Duty Battle Royale mode. I mean, people have been speculating a CSGO Battle Royale mode for years now. I think they've been doing that since 2012. And there's like files in there that are hinting towards like punching and all of that. And I think that would just be a shit show Battle Royale because, I mean,
oh, especially for CS.
CS is such a skill based game that, I mean, if you get a mix of skills all in there, like it's, you know, with their mechanics, then the global's going to win every single time. The silver has no chance of winning a Battle Royale mode. Let's be real here.
Well, I don't think they'll put a ranking system. Never mind. Not even the ranking system.
Activision's stock is down. Mike, just look that up. It's down 2.32%. That's not too bad.
Yeah, well, look at their chart.
Yeah, it's still on a pretty big uptrend. That's a huge uptrend. But it's down Friday it closed down, but I mean like that means nothing. It's not like it was down 20%.
You can thank Call of Duty World War II for that.
And also no, I mean Overwatch has constantly been coming out with new characters. They just released Brigette, I don't even know how to say her name, but they released a new character. I mean World of Warcraft always brings in money.
Like actually World of Warcraft's releasing a new more content. It's actually releasing like a new update, so the characters go to level 120 now.
Nice.
I was talking to Alex about it. Yeah.
Wasn't it like max like 50 or 60 or something like that when we were in high school?
Vanilla was 60. Then the patch brought it up to 70, then 80, then 85,
then 90, 90, then 100, I think it's at now. Or 110 or something like that.
Yeah,
Remember Steve skipping school so that he can...
No, I never skipped school.
Yeah, you did. You and Johnny both skipped school or called in sick so this way you guys could outrun.
No, I never called in sick. I'd just stay up really late and be really tired.
What else do we got here? If you have an Amazon Prime account, you'll start seeing more perks. By perks, I mean free games. Yay! Just like PS Plus. Twitch's parent company, Amazon, is offering its Prime users free games, which started this past week. That started on March 15th. with Super Hot, Shadow Tactics, and Mr. Shifty being three of the five games. And then April 1st, you'll be able to play games like Tales from the Borderlands, Steam World Dig 2, and Tokyo 42. So, in other words, if you want to save some money next time the Steam Summer Sale comes around, well, you can pay for Amazon Prime right now, and then you'll have plenty of games on your PC that you'll never play.
That's true. My whole Steam library.
Yeah, same. Like 35 games that I only play two.
I'm one of those guys that just doesn't fall for the Steam sale trap. I mean, I fell for a couple of them, but I mean,
so you did fall for
it. I tell myself I'll play them eventually, but you guys have like libraries of like 50 games that you'll never or have never played.
No, we've played them.
I've played them all. I've played all the games I have, and then I got bored, uninstall, more room, buy a new game, play it, uninstall. Most of them are story-based games, right? And then you beat the story. Like, same with Watch Dogs. I'm actually kind of slowly, like, it's a great game and I'll play it, but, like, the multiplayer is really, it's like Grand Theft Auto multiplayer. I can't do shit like that.
Yeah, I beat Watch Dogs and I didn't even bother going online. I think I tried doing one online mission, and I just had some guy continuing to screw with me as I was trying to do the mission. Then I was like, okay, screw this. I'm done. I'm done. I'm not playing multiplayer. I don't have the skills to be playing online story mode games. Like just add those parts to the regular offline story.
Like, the thing is, the moment I put the game in, it automatically put me online, right? And I was doing the first mission out of nowhere. I see this like guy come with a green name above his head, and he says, accept the mission. So the first mission I did was a multiplayer mission, and I had no clue that it was a multiplayer mission. I thought it was the actual storyline. And the whole entire time, I had to keep logging off Ubisoft or whatever. And then it kept logging me back on. And I was like, fuck, this is annoying. Because then you see all the multiplayer people running around while you're trying to do a mission. Then they come in and fucking call cops on you and makes the mission 30 times harder.
What was I going to say now? Oh, I had something about Watch Dogs. I forget. That didn't happen to me just because when I first started playing Watch Dogs, I didn't have PS Plus yet, so I didn't have an online connection, so I couldn't connect to the servers, so I got lucky that way. And then it happened to me once I paid for PS Plus. I was already halfway through the game, and then I was like, hey, you know what? PS Plus subscription went on sale, and so I bought it, and then I went into the game, and that's when I had the guy screw with me online, because I was like, what the hell is this? Why am I playing with other players? Offline, offline!
Yeah, it really fucked with me, and then, like, one guy, I got out of my car. He jumped in my car and fucking took off. I was like, oh, man.
Hey, big news for Tomb Raider fans this week. The next Tomb Raider game, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, has a release date for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. And unlike the last Tomb Raider game, this one's not going to be timed an Xbox exclusive. It's going to be released across all of them on September 14th. And there's actually going to be a full reveal coming up soon. April 27th, we'll get to see more. A trailer has already been released. I watched the trailer. It's pretty cool. You can find that online, and the new Tomb Raider movie also hit the box office this weekend. I want to go watch the new Tomb Raider movie.
Yeah, that movie looks sick.
And actually, speaking of the Tomb Raider movie, get this. You guys are going to love this. One stupid YouTuber is forever going to be known for being a sexist idiot, because he flat out said that he thinks Alicia Vikander's boobs are way too small for her to be believable as Lara Croft.
Okay.
You like, live in a world right now where every guy is getting accused of sexual assault, and that guy goes makes that comment.
I know, right?
A dumbass comment. This is his exact quote. Do I have to be the asshole who says her breasts are too small for me to see her as Lara Croft? Do I have to be that guy? Do I have to be the one who says it?
Oh my, Lara Croft's not about boobs. It's about her badassness and like exploring tombs and doing parkour. And
I'm
being
pretty
a badass.
Sure if Angelina Jolie could redo it, she would, because she was like one of the most badass Tomb Raiders.
Yeah,
she was the only two.
Angelina Jolie did a fantastic job.
She killed it.
I mean, like, even if you look at the new video games that are coming out, it's not as, I mean, like, video games back then when they came out, let's be real here, like, they were geared only to men. And yeah, video games from back in the day, the women had huge breasts in them. But I mean, like, look at the new Tomb Raider.
Dude, look at Street Fighter, man. The fucking chicken Street Fighter. She's barely wearing any clothes.
Yeah, but now if you look at the new Tomb Raider, it's not like it's just like that's not like the main draw. There's no draw. Like it's like who cares? It's like you got a badass female who is an awesome part of the game. Mike, stop playing PUBG and play that after.
News update. This game runs smoothly on my phone.
Mike, this entire podcast has done nothing but be on his phone, download that game, and now he's actually playing it. Yeah, I play that in like 20 minutes.
I'm going to talk about it on the podcast right now. I'm Spawn Island and it runs really smoothly. There's a bunch of quests you can do during the game to get more BP points. I don't have any things. I don't have any unlocks because you unlock the things, right? Now I'm dropping, so I'll tune in next 5 minutes.
You're going to get a play by play?
Yeah. I'll probably die.
Stream it. Go on Twitch and stream it.
Mike, Pochinki.
Drop Pochinki.
Pussy.
Fight me and Pochinki. Box me and Pochinki.
Yeah, I'm going to go Pochinki. Oh, it even tells you where the plane's going. It gives the line.
Oh. So you just hitting his jump button?
Drop in Pochinki. Then he drops me the farthest place from Pochinki.
Military base.
In the middle of the ocean.
No, I'm going to
Quarry. Military base. So we actually haven't, actually on the topic of PUBG, PUBG is actually trying to really compete with Fortnite. I mean,
Fartnite?
this past week, update 1.0 number 7 went live and they actually added, emotes. So you can now.
And achievements. Don't forget that.
Steam achievements. They added Steam achievements. Actually, that's exciting. I want to play PUBG more for the Steam achievements. Level up my profile a little bit.
I got one for it's like your first kill. I'm like, buddy, wow. I've been playing the game for the longest time.
You know what the best part is, though? Is that they're still delayed on their anti-cheat update. So they added emotes. That couldn't wait.
Yeah, I know, right?
But you know what? Let's let the hackers have a couple more weeks. So I cannot wait to play PUBG again, get killed by a hacker, and then get dabbed on.
I think it's kind of hard to program anti-cheating than emotes. So why not just put in one thing that they can and work on something that needs more?
This is hilarious.
Mike's more trying detail. To talk and play PUBG at the same time.
He just went so monotone there. Yes.
Mike, okay, it's okay. We understand what you're trying to say.
Do you really?
Yeah, we understand.
How do you switch weapons?
I have no idea.
All right, play that after. Hurry up and die.
I can't hurry up and die.
Hurry up and die. Just run into Pochinki and just like go prone.
It's actually really smooth.
That's what she said.
That is why she said yes.
I'm going to find it hard shooting people because you have to control the camera angle with your thumb.
Shit players.
And you have to shoot by tapping that. So you can't really do both unless you're like this.
Oh, so you got to like... So you basically you can't...
You can't really aim.
You got to like put it over them and shoot.
This is pretty much what you have to do.
And then shoot.
Yeah.
Show me how you shoot.
So I'm moving my index finger, moving the camera angle with my index finger and using my middle finger to tap the shoot button.
Oh, so you're like, so put it down like on the table and play like that.
Oh, that's actually a good idea. Move your fucking thing, Steve.
Or why don't you just put it on top, you donkey?
All right, Steve, while Mike plays this, we're going to finish the podcast.
Yeah, let's finish the podcast.
Microsoft has big plans for their biggest E3 showing ever. Excitement for Xbox fans. I know we talk a lot about PS4 on here. That's because we all have PS4, but you know, we're not ignoring the Xbox fans. So the company says that they're going to be doing their biggest showing ever across the street from the typical E3 location.
You think they'll talk about the new Xbox there?
They're taking over an entire theater, and people are speculating right now it's either going to be a new Halo game, and I'm thinking it's going to be the new Xbox, because I mean, we already know that PS5 is in the works. I think that they're going to announce that the Xbox 57 is in the works.
Xbox 57?
Yeah, because I mean, like, their numbers are so random. It's like, here's the Xbox, here's the Xbox 360, now it's the Xbox One. Like, they should have done, like, 180, 360. I don't know what they're going to do, like, Xbox 247. That's going to be their next Xbox. They're going to reveal that most likely. At least that's my educated guess. You can speculate whatever you like. E3, of course, is definitely going to be an exciting one this year. And we were saying that...
Oh, I killed someone.
Hey, already?
That's a nice.
Easy peasy.
And the item is automatically equipped. So if you pick up a scope and you have a scar, it automatically equips the scope.
But what if you want to change your 2x scope for 4x?
I will tell you in a bit.
The last thing that happened in video game news, this week, we talked about The Witcher, of course. If you're a fan of The Witcher series,
yeah.
You'll have a new game that'll allow you to play as Geralt of Rivia. Is
Geralt.
That how you say that? Geralt. I don't know. I've never played. I played maybe about 20 minutes of The Witcher, and then I was like, yeah, I'm going to go back to CS. Never got back into it. So how do you say it?
Geralt.
Geralt of what?
Rivia.
Okay, Geralt of Rivia. You'll be able to play as him. Clearly someone who's never played The Witcher. It won't be a Witcher game, though. He'll be joining, like Mike said, Soul Calibur 6. From the trailer released, he is super salty. No release date is confirmed for Soul Calibur, but it is expected to be out sometime this year. All right, that's just about wrapping things up for episode 6 of the Life is Casual Gamers podcast. Before we go, though, here is our weekly freakout, and this week, it's me. No fucking way he dinks me in the head like that. One's a 50. Oh my god. More nades. There you go, he ate it. No fucking way he loses that. My grandmother could have clutched that. Once again, there is the weekly freakout this week. Mike, we should just record Mike right now. He's about to rage. We'll do 2 weekly freakouts as he plays this game.
It won't let me drop like the things I don't need. I'm trying to drop...
I hope you pick up 100 stocks for the micro Uzi.
He picked up like 4 stocks for the shotgun.
And it won't let me drop
the level 1 bag. You're screwed. Anyways, wrapping things up for episode number 6. Thank you so much for listening to the Life is Casual Gamers podcast. If you enjoyed it, remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, subscribe to us on YouTube, and we actually have video up on YouTube this week, or we should, at least if it worked. Hello, waving at the camera right now. If everything goes as planned, we'll have video on YouTube this week. So remember to subscribe to us on YouTube. Give us a like, follow, whatever you do. And of course, you can find us anywhere you find your podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and anywhere else. So hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll be back next week.
See ya.
Later.